I got a little off track with my last bit of rhyme, and I'm sorry, but that should happen sometimes when one is alone in her car every day and the thoughts often wander just slightly astray. But I'm pretty sure you weren't offended. I guess that since your show has been dubbed an unfocused mess, and I'm such a big fan, that you'd have to agree that I come by the chaos of mind honestly. I was trying to say in my previous poem that Dennis and Judy rock. If you know them and listen a lot, I'm sure you might say that their show gets you through a good part of your day, and like me, you laugh to yourself in your truck while the traffic around you continues to suck, but you don't really care because Jude said to Dan, "That hippie says what?" And they've done it again. You're laughing so hard that you pee just a bit, and you're wiping your eyes because with Denny's wit and Judy's contagious laughter on top, it's too much to bear, and you wish they would stop for a moment or two so that you might regain some composure. But these two just cannot refrain from allowing the conversation to slip into meaningless, albeit funny, bullshit, which they often say only amuses themselves. But we know the truth, having listened for, hell, it must be going on 14-plus years, sharing laughter, frustration, and even some tears. So if I may repeat without seeming a bore, the sawed-off Guido and the Sex for Boots whore are my favorite two people, whether on air or not. And for screening me through, a shout-out to Scott, who I hear likes to be talked about on the air and might even get laid from his brief mention here. Half a moron or no, he produces the show, so in my book, he's earned a spot in this flow. For the rest of you listening now in your car or at work or at home or wherever you are, I wish you all peace and love and good cheer and the best of luck to all in the new year.
Oh, my God. God, she's amazing.